While the coronavirus pandemic has wiped out most travel this year, it hasn't stopped some Hudson Valley drivers from finding adventure on the road. I'm Jesse King, reporting for WAMC from the 4th Annual Catskill Conquest Rally in Mount Tremper.
Our plan is to follow the old road. Each hamlet has its own character and personality. If you're tired and you want to get out, get out. If you see a service you want to use, you're on your own time.
The sun is shining for this year's rally, with 60 cars lined up for a Saturday of autumn driving. Organizer, painter, and sports car enthusiast Robert Selkowitz has mapped out a 75-mile journey along State Route 28, starting in Mount Tremper and weaving northwest through the Catskills to Unadilla. It's an old route, used in part by what may have been one of the country's first rallies, the Auto Endurance Run of 1903. Selkowitz says 125 passengers and 36 roofless automobiles battled the elements for that trip, over 800 miles from New York City to Pittsburgh. They did so for a number of reasons: to put their vehicles to the test, stir up the press, and promote a budding interest in automobiling. But recalling the experience of Edith Riker, the trip's only woman passenger, Selkowitz notes yet another reason: fun.
They went through 6 inches of frozen, wind-driven rain in Delaware County. And she said, "It is glorious, I think, to fly through the country night or day at a railroad speed over all sorts of roads." That is the birth of the experience of automobiling.
Selkowitz says that experience, car culture, pervades American society. Today's participants love their cars, whether it's a vintage BMW or a late model Corvette. Many own and restore multiple vehicles at home, dedicate themselves to car history, run vintage car clubs, or host their own rallies. Selkowitz says some drove over 100 miles just to get to Mount Tremper, both to show off their stuff and see who else made the trip.
Jeff Barber drove his 38 LaSalle all the way from
Waverly, New York.
Waverly, New York, and he's a third generation business of automobile auction, State Line Auto Auction. See what just pulled up?
Yes.
1928 Bentley 4.5 liter.
Yep.
From the old sporting days of Bentley.
Yes.
Yeah.
That ran in a Colorado Grand, it looks like.
Yeah.
The Bentley is one of the oldest cars in Mount Tremper this year, alongside a surprisingly shiny 1917 Ford Model T. They turn a lot of heads, but not as much as another member of the lineup, a 1952 B.S. Cunningham Continental C3. Briggs Cunningham was a sportsman, best known for his sailing career and multiple appearances at the 24 Hours of Le Mans endurance race in France. He produced a number of cars for Le Mans in the 1950s, dead set on winning it with American models and drivers. But race organizers only wanted to feature recognizable brands, meaning Cunningham had to put a small number of road cars on the market. Enter the Continental C3, with stylish Italian bodywork and a Chrysler Hemi V8 engine. Chuck Schoendorf found his C3 in Connecticut almost a decade ago. It's a little worse for wear, not nearly as shiny as the rest of today's fleet, but it's come a long way.
The car had been sitting for 15 or 20 years outdoors. It had extensive rust, corrosion. The front axle had rusted clear through, and the two front wheels were facing opposite directions. We had to replace the front end. 100% of the wiring, 100% of the brakes, gas tank, fuel line, fuel pump, just everything. It was a massive job.
Schoendorf finally registered the C3 last winter and spent the summer shaking it down ahead of this event. Cunningham never won Le Mans, and the C3 was so magnificently expensive that it floundered on the U.S. market. But Cunningham's legacy, combined with the sheer novelty, has inspired a cult following. The C3 is the gem of the day. Or rather, it would be if it weren't for the main event, the road. While Selkowitz speaks of the 1903 ralliers like pioneers, using horses to pull their cars out of the mud in Delaware County, they considered State Route 28, then called the Ulster and Delaware Turnpike, modern for its time. It had been used as far back as the 1700s, and in the early 20th century, some Ulster County towns began paving their section of the route in crushed local bluestone.
This route was used to set speed records from Chicago to New York from 1903 to 1907. The early history of these early years, it was amazing. The person who set the speed record in 1903 then turned around and in October drove back on the endurance run.
Today's rally, of course, isn't trying to set any speed records. State Route 28 is now the picturesque Catskill Mountain Scenic Byway. And when they're not leaf-peeping their way through the mountains, drivers encounter local museums, historic houses, small towns, and covered bridges. Ultimately, Selkowitz hopes the byway and automobiling continue their tradition of bringing some much-needed tourism to the Hudson Valley.
There's nothing as satisfying as driving on a smooth road. I say, if you love your car, come and drive it.
Selkowitz says he's considering hosting more auto runs this month. The fifth annual Catskill Conquest Rally has already been scheduled for September 25th, 2021. For pictures and more information, go to WAMC.org. Reporting from Mount Tremper for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.